So this is these are some statements. It's called The Glories of Radhakund. These are Srila Prabhupada's personal statements glorifying Sri Radhakund. Introduction by ourselves. Radhakund, which is situated at Govardhan Hill in Sri Vrindavan Dham, is the eternal bathing place of Srimati Radharani. The sacred lake was created by Radharani and her gopi companions at midnight on Bahulashtami in Kartik month. It is the absolute topmost of all holy places in Braj and the most exalted holy place for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The eight major Gaudiya Vaishnava temples of Vrindavan, Govindaji, Madan Mohan, Gopinath, etc., also exist at Radhakund, as well as the Bhajan Kutirs of Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Sanatan Goswami. Radhakund is the site of the most intimate loving affairs of Radhasham Sundar. The beautiful transcendental waters of Radhakund are considered non-different from Radharani and easily grant one love of God, Radha Krishna Prem. So this is divided into different categories. The glories of serving, bathing in, and residence. This is glories. Quote, these are all quotations from Srila Prabhupada's book, this is Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, The Nectar of Instruction. So there's 11 instructions, 11 Sanskrit shlokas in this book about bhajan, meditation, and also about Radhakund. So Prabhupada says in the purport, verse 11, there is no limit to the glory of Sri Radhakund. You can't find a limit. Ananta Mahima. The importance of Radhakund cannot be realized by other Vaishnava sampradayas. Radhakund is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That's a very special place for us. Radhakund is very rarely attained, even by great personalities fully engaged in devotional service. Sri Radhakund is the most exalted place. Radhakund is so exalted because it belongs to Srimati Radharani, who is the most beloved object of Sri Krishna. Krishna's love for Radhakund and Srimati Radharani is the same in all respects. So as much as can you imagine, like he might say, I love my wife, and say, well, I love my car as much as I love my wife. I doubt it. But this is a body of water. What is this? I love this body of water as much as I love my wife, or Radharani. Radhakund should be respected as Radharani herself. That is Radhakund consciousness. Highest Radhakund consciousness. Radhakund is superior to all the places of Krishna's pastimes. It's Nandagam, Varsana, Gokul, Ravel, Mathura, everywhere. Govardhan. Why? Because there, love of Krishna overflows. Radhakund is the site of many memories of the eternal loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani. Rati Vilas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sri Radhakund is the most select place for those interested in advancing their devotional service in the wake of the sakis and mandris of Srimati Radharani. So this is the most select or important place for those who are interested in mandri bhav or gopi bhav. That's the glories of it. And this is called serving Radhakund. By serving Radhakund, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis, now bathing in Radhakund, which is what we're considering. A devotee will at once develop pure love of Krishna in the wake of the gopis if he once takes a bath in Radhakund. So that mood of the gopis' selfless love, which is so selfless, it's one thing to sacrifice, if you sacrifice for another, but in the act of sacrifice, there is some thinking there. There is some awareness there. You're thinking, yes, I'm sacrificing for my friend. I'm giving this to my husband, to my wife, to the people in my village, to the society. I'm sacrificing for my country. You're thinking about it. You're calculating. And then you may even thinking what you might get in return. Oh, well, I'll sacrifice. I'll give this money, or I'll give this time, or I'll give my... Oh, can you help with this political campaign? Can you go canvassing door to door and pass out these leaflets 5 hours a day for 3 months? So you say, yes, I'll make that sacrifice for this political party. So you're thinking, this will be good for me later. The person will get the post and maybe he'll favor me or whatever. So that's called sacrifice. So there's a difference between self-sacrifice and self-forgetful. So sacrificing the self is a conscious activity. You're aware of it. You're thinking about it. You may even be calculating benefits you'll get from it. But people say, oh, he's so self-sacrificing. But the gopi's love and the gopi's relationship with Krishna is called self-forgetful. And in self-forgetful, it means that you're so absorbed, so completely absorbed in the happiness and pleasure of the beloved, serving Krishna and caring for him and pleasing him in every moment, that you even forget you exist. You forget, you may sacrifice for someone, but you don't forget to eat. You may sacrifice, but you don't forget to sleep. You may sacrifice for someone, but you don't forget to dress yourself properly. The gopis run out of the house with the bottom cloth on the top and the top cloth on the bottom and one earring on, and they put their footlack on their eyes and their eye mascara on their lips. And they put the black cudgel that's supposed to go up here, they put it on their lips so their lips are black. And they put their red stuff on their feet, they put it on their forehead. You know, they're so forgetful. They hear Krishna's flute and they go totally, absolutely besides themselves. I'm just thinking, Krishna, 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 his happiness, his pleasure. And then, who am I? I don't know. Where do I live? I don't know. They forget everything. They forget everything about house and home and hearth and kin and everything. So this is the type of love we're talking about, that develops that pure love, which the wake of the gopis is self-forgetful. In this book, Srila Rupa Goswami recommends that one should take a bath in Radhakund as many times as possible. This is a most important item in the execution of devotional service. If by great fortune one gets an opportunity to come to Radhakund and bathe even once, he can develop his transcendental love for Krishna exactly as the gopis did. One should bathe in Radhakund regularly and give up all material conceptions, taking shelter of Sri Radha and her assistant gopis. If one is thus constantly engaged during his lifetime, after giving up the body, he will return back to Godhead to serve Sri Radha in the same way as he contemplated during his life on the banks of Radhakund. So this is about bathing. Then this one is residence, or living there, or here. It is also recommended that one should live on the banks of Radhakund and should be absorbed in the loving service of the Lord. Sri Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radhakund because of Sri Chaitanya's desire to find it. Because he sent four of his disciples to Vrindavan to locate the holy places of Krishna's pastimes. First Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami, and then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And neither of them, although they're Siddha Mahatmas and highly realized souls, they couldn't uncover this Sri Radhakund. So then this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself and personally said, yes, this is Radhakund and this is Shyamakund. So Rupa Goswami is stressing it because Mahaprabhu himself, he found it, or he had such a desire. So who then would give up Radhakund and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. Please come to Delhi. Everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately... Listen to this. This is so powerful. Everyone interested in Krishna consciousness. Are you interested in Krishna consciousness?
Very much.
They should take shelter of Radhakund and execute devotional service there throughout one's life. This is the conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. Living entities who are eager to return home to Goloka Vrindavan by means of attaining their Siddha Deha, spiritual body, should live at Radhakund, take shelter of the confidential serving maids of Sri Radha, and under their direction engage constantly in Radha's service. Harivo. Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dila Hari Kalola Magno Muhur. There is no harm in wearing Radhakund Tilak, because someone wrote a letter. Can we wear this tilak? But devotees should understand what is Radhakund and how to deal with Radhakund. He said, we can wear it time to time, not all every day, but he said there's no harm, because sometimes people say, oh, we shouldn't wear Radhakund tilak. It was Prabhupada's own words. Raghunath Das Goswami showed how to live at Radhakund. Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana Natibi Kalavasan Nikrito. He was circumambulating Radhakund, falling down like a stick, Dandavat Brikama. That is Radhakund Vasi. Not only did Raghunath Das count the holy names, but he was offering obeisances so many hundreds of times. That is Radhakund. So much vairagya, renunciation. Raghunath Das Goswami showed. He can take bath in Radhakund. First of all, do this like Raghunath Das Goswami. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananatavi. And then, book publishing. In my last meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, it was at Radhakund. He advised me to print some books if I get money. I took it very seriously, and by his grace we have now published many translations. Conclusion. The conclusion is, this is Prabhupada's words, the title is called Conclusion. The conclusion is that to live on the banks of Radhakund and to bathe there daily constitute the highest perfection of devotional service. If one is thus constantly engaged during his lifetime, after giving up the body, he will return back to Godhead to serve Sri Radha, in the same way as he contemplated during his life on the banks of Radhakund. So these are all direct statements of Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they are all written in 1976, in 1975, and published in his Nectar Instruction book. And this book was printed so many times and reprinted so many times, but Prabhupada never changed any of the statements of his books. So that means he is feeling that way. And because when an author writes a book or gives some commentary in a book in 1975, and then he can change, he can delete some statements or add some statements or edit it, but he didn't change anything. He never said, he never decided, oh, maybe I should change my mind. Oh, members of ISKCON should not bathe in Radhakund. He never did that. He never changed it. He's saying, in one purport, he says seven times that one should bathe in Radhakund. So now, that was 1975. He said all these things and he never changed in the remaining 2 years of his life here in this world. Now, 4 days, only 4 days before Srila Prabhupada left this world is called his last instruction. And usually the last thing someone says is the most important thing. They may say so many things. This is karma yoga, this is jnana yoga, this is bhakti yoga. Now, here's the conclusion. Sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha yishumi masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. So this is Krishna's last instruction. Even though he says do your karma and everything, that's in 5th chapter, 6th chapter. What's his conclusion? Conclusion is, forget your karma, your dharma, your karma, forget everything, surrender to me and to love me. So the conclusion of Gita is this, not do your karma. But sometimes people say, oh, Krishna says in Gita, do your karma. Oh, okay, that's like, you know, you read a novel and you read the first 2 chapters. Oh, do you know that this person fell in love with this girl? That's what this book is about. How many, did you read the whole book? Oh, I read 2 chapters. There's 25 chapters. He fell in love, but then he went to Europe, and then he married somebody else. And, you know, so you don't know the actual book. You read 2 chapters. So you read 4 or 5 chapters of Gita and say, Krishna says, do your karma. I'm following Gita. I'm doing my karma. Millions of Indians tell this. That's completely bogus. It's like reading 2 chapters of a novel and trying to draw the conclusion. This is a complete teaching. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, and what's the conclusion? So Prabhupada's last instruction, which he spoke November 10th, 1977, because he left this world November 14th at 7:20 in the evening. 4 days before his divine grace left this planet to enter the eternal pastimes of Radha Govinda, Prabhupada told his disciples to bathe in Radhakund on his behalf. This is on a room conversation. It's recorded. You can hear it. And several godbrothers, my godbrothers are there, and Prabhupada voiced the desire to do prikrama of Govardhan by bullock cart. He was bedridden and quite ill and incapacitated, but he expressed his spiritual desire, so they made arrangements with a bullock cart, Lokanath Swami, that he would lie down in the bullock cart and go around Govardhan Hill, circumambulate, do parikrama. Even at that age, he was now 77, he was 81 years old, and he had kidney problems and so many problems. And of course, it was 4 days before it left the body. And still he said, yes, take me on Govardhan. And he's been lying in bed for 8 months. And very, very sick. But has so much desire and so much praying for Govardhan. So then the devotee said, well, Prabhupada, when you go on Govardhan Parikrama, then you'll come to Radhakund. Would you like us to make some arrangement, some palanquin, or tie you in a chair and dunk you in the chair, or somehow help you bathe in the Radhakund? And then he said, oh, I'm too old and weak and infirm for that. So you, all my disciples, you will take bath in Radhakund on my behalf. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to take bath in Radhakund on behalf of our Gurudev. And every time we take bath, we try to remember our Gurudev. So, does anyone have any questions about this? There's one verse in Nectar Instruction. There's several verses that the culmination of these instructions is, course number 11. As I said, this is the conclusion of the book. The first instruction is Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Rupasta Vegam. This is the very first teaching in his beginning of spiritual life. This is called the basis, the foundation. Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udaro Pashta Vegam, Etan Vegan, Yo Vishaheta Dira, Sarvam Apimam, Prithivim Sashishyat. A sober person, Dhirajana, who can tolerate the pushings or the forces or the urge to speak, vacho, the mind's demands, the actions of anger and the urges of the tongue or the pushings of the tongue, belly and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So he's Goswami. He's a master of the senses. So he's saying, first instruction is control your senses. Become like, and then as he goes on, then he says, and reciprocate with devotees, be enthusiastic. Then finally, his last instruction is this. He says, this is text 11, Krishnas yoche pranaya vasiti prayasi bhyo pi radha kundam chasya munibir abhitas tadrik eva yadahi yat preshter api alam ashurlabam kim punar bhakti bhajam. And this is the important line. Tat premedam sakritapi sarasnatur avishkaroti. It says, premedam sakrit api sarasnatur avishkaroti. It says, sara means lake, and also means sara. Sara means essence, but sara means lake or pond. But sara is rasa. So Radhakund is a sara, but it's full of rasa. Sara means rasa. I'm going to do the other way around. So he's sarasnator. When you take a bath in this lake, sakrid means once. So Radhakund is very rarely attained, as I mentioned. If one simply bathes once within the holy waters of Radhakund, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. Avishkaroti. So this is the last instruction. So we can bathe with great reverence and respect in Radhakund and pray that by the mercy of Radhakund, our pure love for Krishna will be fully aroused. Of course, these are the promises and these are the boons and benedictions of Rupa Goswami and the great Acharyas. And however we might think, oh, I have bathed so many times in Radhakund, but why have I don't have Gopi Bhav? Or this desire, this mood of the sakis to love Krishna has not come in me. So then the acharyas explain that there's three things that can prevent these wonderful results happening from the holy name or from bathing or any type of spiritual activity. And one is these niraparadi. The qualifications to receive these great benefits are we must be niraparadi. Niraparadi means we must be free from offenses. Namaparad, offenses to the name, offenses to Vaishnavas, Vaishnavaparad. There's 6 Vaishnavaparads. There's 10 Namaparads. Then there's 10 Dhammaparads, offenses to the holy Dhamma Vrindavan. And then there's 32 seva parads and serving the deity like this. So we are usually an abode of various aparads due to envy and pride. And we tend to lord it over and bully our ways around here and there. So one thing is we must be near aparadi. And the second thing is that we must be vishwas. We must have believe. We must have faith. We must actually, we read something in the Shastras. How is it possible? You simply bathe once in Radhakund. Ek snan, sakrit prem, sakrit snatur, sarasnatur, avishkaroti. How is it by once taking bath that you can get the gopi bhav? Just like that. It's such a high and rare, difficult attainment. I can't believe this. This is exaggeration. This is hyperbole. They're simply trying to get people to bathe there, trying to sell the product. Well, if you get this product, you'll get so much benefit, so many boons. I can't believe it. So that means that we don't have vishwas. And then the third thing that determines the success is icha. Icha means desire. Desire for the boon that they're offering and no other desire. So we might say, well, that sounds good. I wouldn't mind being a gopi someday. But I have a lot of other desires too. I want a new car, I want a nice husband, I want a nice flat, I want two kids and a boy and a girl, and the girl has to look just like me, and the boy has to look like my husband. And I want a vacation in Europe, and I always wanted to go to Australia, and I heard about Hawaii, it's really great, I want to go to Hawaii. And now I want to go skiing in the Alps, and there's a lot of things I have to do, scuba diving in the Caribbean, and bobsledding and Alaska or something, whatever, surfboarding and Waimea Bay or something. So we have a host of desires. But so when we come to the point where we only have I have absolutely no other desire than to be Radharani's maidservant, to become a handmaiden of Radharani. And I completely believe in the Acharyas, and I have full faith in Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. I have full faith in what they're saying in the Shastras, the Bhagavad, the Shrutifal, the blessings of Shastra. I have full, complete faith. I have no doubt at all, not a trace of doubt. And I'm free from all offenses. I'm Saralata. I'm pure in my behavior. I'm pure in my mind and non-envious. I have no envy for anyone. I know or any living creature. Then when we have these three qualities, then we'll take one bath in Radhakund and we'll come up Gopi Bhav. But unfortunately, we have a lot of ulterior motives and different agendas, separate agendas. So then how does it work? It works like this. Because it's such a powerful practice, this and so many other practices, like chanting the Maha Mantra, it's such a powerful practice that we say, I don't have too much faith in what they say in a Shastra, and I have a lot of offenses, and I also have a lot of desires. But one desire I have is, I wouldn't mind being Radharani's gopi. I have some attraction for that. So anyway, let me take a bath. So that's the mindset of most 99% of the people. Or let's say 50%. The other 50% just wash their feet in Radhakund. They're doing prikrama and they get mud on their feet from Govardhan prikrama, so they stop and wash their feet off and go on their way. So then, let me try. So then we bathe. So every time we bathe, we get a little touch of purity. Little sukriti, little punya comes in our heart. One bath and two baths. Because it is a fact, in one of those baths, when our consciousness is adjusted properly, when our mind and heart are set correctly, one of those baths will be the winner. Bingo. It's like you put the money in the slot machine and you pull the thing and you put some more money and you pull the handle. Lemon, strawberry. Lemon, strawberry, orange. And finally it'll come up, lemon. Three fruits, they'll see three fruits and then that means bingo. Then all these coins come flying out of the machine. Oh, I won they call it the jackpot. I hit the jackpot. Shangri-La, El Dorado. My number came up. Or like every week you buy the lottery ticket. 5 rupees. And then, guess what? Varsha got 2 lakh rupees from lottery. Okay, Haribo. So it paid off. I only paid 35,000 rupees in lottery tickets and I got 1 lakh. So, Of course, it's not a very good analogy because we don't promote gambling or lotteries, and rather we it's against our regulations. For even playing cards for money is against our regulation. It promotes cheating and greed, which is enemies of pure hearts. But the point is that eventually, one of these baths, by repeatedly bathing, we're getting closer to the goal. So if it's not 999 baths, maybe the 1,000th bath. Choom, 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 choom. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. So this is, at least we have this much idea. And some people don't even have that much idea. Many people come to Radhakund and then they go away without bathing. And I said, oh, you came, you're coming to Radhakund. Are you going to bathe? Oh, I don't have time, this, that. So many things. Oh, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too late, it's too early. It's always too something. there's two words that keep people from making progress. And they're all three-letter words. They're both three-letter words. One is B-U-T, and the other is T-O-O. Well, yeah, it's very nice what you say, but... Someone says, you should chant every day some rounds and do a little puja, it's very good for you. Yes, what you say is good for me, I know. It's right, but... I have my school, I have my job, my family, my kids, I don't have time. But, B-U-T. And then... Oh, but it's too much trouble, it's too much this, and too much that. So, but and two. Two but, or but two. So we should eliminate these words from our vocabulary, B-U-T. And sometimes you meet someone, you say, so, yeah, oh, you met that person. Yes, he's really nice, he's like this and like that, you know, but. So he speaks how nice he is for 5 minutes, and then he says, but. And when he says but, then it opens the door for 3 hours discussion on how bad he is. He felt like this and like that and like this, da, 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 da. So let us pray for the mercy of Radharani, and carefully, because it's very slippery, the steps are very slippery, and we go carefully and humbly and just take three dips inside and pray that this divine, the supreme sanctity of Radhakund will act on our hearts.